They tell a story that there was a little boy who felt that he needed a new bike and his parents didn't agree. So he decided to write a letter to God. Dear God, I need $100. He signed his name. He puts it in the mailbox and the address just says God with a stamp. It arrives at the postal service. And the postal service think, what are they going to do to something that's addressed to God? So they figured to send it to the thing that was closest to God, and that is to the president. So the president gets a letter, and it says, Dear God, please send me $100. I need a new bike. And the president turns to the secretary, and he says, A new bike? $100? It's a sweet boy. He also called me a nice thing. So, you know what? Let's send him $75. So he gets a letter back from the office of the president with a $75 check from the treasury. The boy opens it up, excited, and he sees it's $75. He thinks for his bike he needs $100. So he writes another letter. He says, Dear God, next time when you send me money, don't send it through Washington. He says, Those turkeys always take off a lot for tax. When it comes to tshuva, we're mamish in the Bechina of Aseres Yimei Tshuva of Dear God. And tonight, I feel a special energy because it's Erev Yom HaKippurim in the room. And in many ways, we could talk about what we've spoken about in the past, that if a person goes in to Yom HaKippurim and doesn't get to the core of the Kedusha and Taharas Hayom, so then ultimately, Chas V'Chalila, we could end up selling ourselves short. And God's going to take off our taxes. In the past, we've spoken about that. The Kedusha, the opportunity to stand like an angel. But this year, I remember that my Rebbe, Reb Braunschweigel, should have a refuah shleima. And if we stopped right here, if I just shared with you my Rebbe's suggestion, then I think in many ways, we've done one of the most important things we can. I say it every year. And I look at the 19-year-olds and I see myself in you more than 20 years ago. And my Rebbe gave a simple suggestion. He probably said an amazing shmooze and I forgot most of it. But one thing I remember he said, take a piece of paper and write Bein Adam L'Makom on one half and Bein Adam L'Chavero on the other half of the piece of paper and ask, how can you be a better person on both of those domains? And as I was thinking about Yom HaKippurim, Aseres Yimei Tshuva for us, I said, it's interesting. My Rebbe said that when going into Yom HaKippurim, he didn't talk about, try to internalize through Sfarim Amukim about the Kedushas Hayom and getting at the Sharashim and things like that. He spoke about 50% Bein Adam L'Makom, 50% Bein Adam L'Chavero. What is the significance of Bein Adam L'Chavero in terms of Yom HaKippurim? On the simplest level, the Gemara tells us that if a person doesn't ask his friend for forgiveness, God won't forgive him on Averus Bein Adam L'Chavero. But I would like to suggest that even though I'm not going to talk about, at first glance, the sanctity of Yom HaKippurim, I think we're going to talk about the most subliminal part of what Yom Kippur is all about. The Mishnah in Tainis on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis says, "Loi hayu yomim tovim liYisrael ki yom haKippurim v'tu ba'av." There were no special days like Tu Ba'av. That was the day in which the rich girls would share with the poor girls, and every person got their shidduch, what God destined that they were supposed to have because they shared with each other. And Yom Kippur, those are the two greatest days that we have in the Jewish calendar. Just scream out to me, why is Yom HaKippurim such a special day? Scream out, any reason. Why? Forgiven for sins. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara, in the end of Maseches Tainis and Daf Lamed Amud Beis, says that the reason for it is because Yom HaKippurim is such a special day, it's Nitein L'Slicha U'Mechila. The Shagas Aryeh asks Akasha. Shagas Aryeh asks in his Perush Gvura Sari that if you look in the Mishnah makes no mention of Yom HaKippurim being a day of Slicha Mechila, Day of Atonement. The Mishnah says two things about Yom HaKippurim. Tu B'Av, we all know and we describe. The Mishnah says two things happened on Yom Kippur. Number one is we received the second Luchos after we had sinned at the Egel Azov. Moshe Rabbeinu brings it down. Hence, we cry out, Vayomer Hashem Slalachti Kidvarecha on Yom Kippur. And number two is that the Beis HaMikdash was inaugurated on Yom HaKippurim in the time of Shlomo HaMelech. No mention of Slicha Mechila. Asks the Shai Gesari, the Gvura Sari, as was suggested. We know what Yom Kippur is about, today is Slicha Mechila. Rabosa, I'd like to suggest a big chidush tonight. And that is that the Mishnah is telling us the most important part of Yom Kippur. It's not that it's a day of Slicha Mechila. That's a result. Beis HaMikdash has two parts to it. The Beis HaMikdash is described in Divrei HaYomim as Toichoi Rotsuf Ava. The Ritzpa, the floor of the Beis HaMikdash was love. The Beis HaMikdash only stood when Klal Yisrael was around it together. Rav Soloveitchik also pointed out that the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira describes that the Luchos that we thought wasn't around in Bayis Sheni had to be there in Bayis Sheni. And the reason for that is you have two things simultaneously that create the sanctity of the temple. Number one, the first thing of Kedushas HaMikdash is that it requires Klal Yisrael together, Tocho Ratzof Ava, and it's surrounded, Klal Yisrael surrounds, the Aron, the Luchos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. The Rav developed that sanctity for us is only when we are around, a circle around the Torah. The Yom Noraim are going to culminate with Simchas Torah. The Rav pointed out that the Maisa Rav of the Gra was makvid that on Simchas Torah, which is the pinnacle of the joy of Klal Yisrael, is us dancing together in a circle around the Torah. The Gra was makvid that it had to be around the Torah, because if it's not around the Torah, then it doesn't have the sanctity of Kedushas HaMikdash. So there are two things, Tocho Ratzav Ava and the Luchos. That is Yom HaKippurim. The fact that Yom HaKippurim is Slicha Mechila is only a result. It's only a totsa'ah of the phenomenon of number one, Tocho Ratzuf Ava, and number two, Luchos. Let's go even a step further. What brought us to the place where the Luchos were crushed, broken by Moshe Rabbeinu? It was because the sense of Torah had been lost and each person began going on their own way. You know what sin is? Sin is not something complicated, something deeply challenging over the internet. You know what sin is? It's something very simple. And that is man, together, as a unit, loses its sense of mission. The Navi describes that sin is ish hayosher be'ein of yasa. We no longer have that sense of mission around the luchos together, that sense of achdus together, and then when that happens, that sense of mission together around a shared purpose, that's where sin comes in. And maybe we could add, think of beautiful drush. What does the pasuk say when Klal Yisrael begins to sin at the Egel Azov? Vayikohel ha'om al Aaron. The people rose up against Aaron. Aaron HaKohen represents the achdus of Klal Yisrael more than Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron HaKohen, that was Oev Shalom, Verodev Shalom. What happens is, Pesach HaTas Rovetz is when the shared mission of Klal Yisrael, the camaraderie of our sense of mission together is lost, and then everybody begins to follow their own taivis, their own yetzer hara, their own rationale, and that's where sin appears. Let's go even deeper. What do we do on Yom Kippur? Rabosai, we do absolutely nothing on Yom Kippur. The holiest day of the year, the Yom Norav Ayam, the Zman of the greatest Kedusha, there's no shofar. The only thing we do is we abstain. What did Klal Yisrael do in the Beis HaMikdash, the time when we really had Kedusha? One thing, V'chol ha'am kishishomim, all the people when they heard the Shem HaMeforish together cried out, Baruch Shem Kavo Malchus HaLolam Voed. So Totsah of Chet is the Pirud, is a separation of Klal Yisrael with lacking that sense of mission together. And the Tikkun, the fixing of it, is something that's very simple. V'chol ha'am ro'im es ha'kles. I know I'm not talking about Kedusha. I know I'm not talking about standing like Malachim. I know I'm not talking about Averos. I'm talking about the most subliminal part of Yom HaKippurim. And that's the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. And you'll tell me, but there is one person that does everything. It's the Kohen Gadol. So there's one person that works on behalf of all of us. Let me share with you something amazing that the Rav pointed out. The Rav had a big chidush in Lomdus about the Kohen Gadol in Yom HaKippurim. The Torah never says that Kohen Gadol is allowed to go in the Kodesh Kodashim. What do you mean? We're going to read it in Parshas Achrei Mos. What does the Pasuk there say? The Pasuk says nothing about our Kohen Gadol. The Pasuk says Aaron, Bezos Yovo Aaron, Aaron himself. You know what the Lashon in the Piyut, when we're going to describe the Kohen Gadol going into the Kodesh Kodashim, you know what the Lashon is? Tachas Aaron migezo yamo l'shores lefanecha biyom haslicha. The Kohen Gadol, in the Rav's terms, is really an extension of Aaron the Kohen himself. You know who does all the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash? All of Klal Yisrael through Aaron HaKohen. And the Kohen Gadol is an extension, bezois yovai Aaron. The Kohen Gadol himself only has the heter, the matir, comes from him being in the place of Aaron. Him being Aaron. And Aaron, if you will, maybe I'm saying a little bit of chassidus, but I believe that this is emes. Aaron represents all of Klal Yisrael as the Oyev Shalom V'Roy Dev Shalom. And therefore we respond all together, V'chol ha'am ro'im, V'chol ha'am kishishomim. And it's V'chol ha'am kishishomim es ha'koylois. And that's the day of Matan Torah. V'yichan Shom Yisrael keneged ahor kish echad b'leiv echad. Listen to the words of the Zohar. Again, there's so many things that each one of us has to work on. And what I'm going to read from the Zohar is not going to relate to that. Listen to other shmuzin. Listen to things that we've spoken about in the past. But I want to drive home a yisod gadol of Yom HaKippurim that I think is the forgotten yisod. Says the Zohar, Man deloy evir tina miruchet, parshas tetzavet afkuf peivav, likapara aleha, a person that doesn't remove any hatred or frustration with anybody else in Klal Yisrael, katsolik litzelusa b'hayoma, when he goes to daven on Yom HaKippurim, tova ba'u asar de'ikri refesh v'tit, he could be in a high holy place, he could have gevaldige gavonis. But at the end of the day, if he hasn't worked on removing the anger and hatred and frustration that he has with somebody else, his prayers are going to be mired in mud. With the Heilige Kavanis, the Shem HaMeforish in the mud, because there's something lacking in the V'chol Ha'im Kishishoimim. Oh! Now we have a deeper understanding about are you mochelmi, are you mochelmi? Are you mochelmi is not because you're trying to dodge a bullet from Hashem because of that Lashon Hara. It's that too. But are you mochelmi is so much more. Are you mochelmi is about you and I becoming part of that circle around the Luchos. Because when we weren't part of the circle, then it was Ish HaYosher Bein of Yaseh. And that was the first step to Chet. That's the Tocha Ratzav of Migdash. The Yom Slichu Mechila is a totsah, a result of that Yom HaKippurim is the day in which we are surrounding together as a circle around that Luchos. And how is it described when the Kohen Gadol comes out of the Kodesh Kodashim? As a Yom She'ein Bo Kina V'Tacharus. A day where there's no jealousy and competition. When we're younger, we're trying to see who's shuckling better. That's the Zohar. I'm not going to make fun of us now. But there's a lot to make fun of us also right now as well. Not only Talmidim, Rabbonim too. Yoim She'im Bo Kina V'Tachrus. So how do we go about it? It's very easy to say. So what is the Gemara in the end of Tainus? mention, and I'm indebted to a Talmud, a 19, 20 years old, I'm embarrassed, I don't remember who it was. He was finishing Maseches Tainis. Remember, all the Gemaras we've been discussing are all from the end of Tainis. He finished Maseches Tainis. How does Maseches Tainis end? La'asid lavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make one day a machol tzadikim. Notice, a circle of tzadikim, the same circle that the Vilna Gaon describes. V'hu yosheves b'neim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be in the middle. And the tzadikim are going to point, Zeh Hashem kivinu lo nagila v'nismecha bishu asa. They're going to point kaviyachol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Talmud pointed out some very, very beautiful things. Number one, a circle has everybody equidistant from the center. There's no one closer, and there's no one further. Everybody is equal. And everybody has an equal tafkid. Everybody has his role. If your Rebbe chose Reuven to say the Chazar Ashir and not you, that means that you have a different role. And that's okay. Every single one of us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has given us a neshama. And how do we see somebody else in the neshama? If we're all in a circle and we're all looking at each other, the way in which I see you is by peering through the Shechina, peering through Kodesh Brichu. God becomes the prism in which we see everybody else. Just like the Luchos give us the Hadracha of how to act, the prism of somebody else becomes Kodesh Brichu himself. Contrast that to the words of the great Rabbi Nachman. Just a couple days after Uman. I wasn't in Uman over Rosh Hashanah. My Rebbe Shlita holds that you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Uman. Yisr Lotzeis Mea Aretz. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Nachman was a great tzaddik. Just because we hold that you're not supposed to go to Uman doesn't necessarily mean that Rabbi Nachman wasn't a great man. S'chusa yogin aleinu. Listen to Rabbi Nachman's great words. If those of you who are familiar, the beautiful Sipurei Maisius of Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nachman describes the life of a chacham and a tam, one of the Sipurei Maisius. And he writes the following about the chacham. Kedai la'ayin in the whole story. Fascinating Breslover Maisa. Ooh, these Breslover Maisas are very, very fascinating. And Rabbi Nachman concludes part of the story with the following way. He describes this very wise person who went and he mastered many crafts and he mastered many parts of philosophy. Acher kach hischil la'olam liyos b'einav kiloi. You know, there's some smart boys that are sitting here. B'li'ay nara. Eventually, for the chacham, all the world began to be insignificant to him. Ki machmas chachmasoi shu oimen godol kazeh chacham v'doktor kazeh. He's smart. He's got more degrees than somebody else. V'holach v'nosa l'baiso. You got to read the story. He goes to return home. V'hayolo yisurim gedolim baderech. How many smart people who are smarter than other people end up living a life that's tortured? Ki machmas chachmaso lo hayolo imila daber. Because he was so smart, he didn't have many people to speak with. And he lives a life of torture. You know what the problem of the chacham is? The chacham sees God's world through the perspective of his wisdom, his rationality, Isha Yosha Bein of Yasa, and he no longer sees everybody else through that circle with HaKadosh Baruch Hu being in the middle and seeing the Chelek Elul Kamimal in somebody else. And Rabosai, that's a miserable, miserable life. And that's a Pesach Techatos. And the Tikkun of Yom HaKippurim is the moment in which a person begins to have that sense of closeness to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You know, they say that there's a fellow who is a little bit out of things. He saw a bunch of guys sitting around, maybe in a circle, and one of them said, joke number 6. And everybody burst out laughing. Somebody says, joke number 12. A couple of them laugh, and somebody says, that's not so funny. Joke number 15. A few guys laugh. And it looks like they're having a great time. So the guy says, can I join? They say, sure, you could come in. The guy says, joke number 77. All of a sudden, all of them burst out laughing like they didn't about the other jokes. So he says to them, why was my joke funnier than any of the other jokes? They said, we never heard that one before. Sometimes, when you're listening to somebody else, you could laugh, even though it's not exactly your speed. It doesn't tap into your chachma. You could connect to somebody else, even if it's not exactly the neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a tafkid for him as well. Rabbi say that's the avod of Yom HaKippur. The most subliminal avod of Yom HaKippur is Tefillah Zaka, where a person says that I forgive everybody else, not just simply because we don't want them to have an avera, but we need to recreate that circle around the luchos. And memela, and as a result, Yom HaKippur became a day of Slicha Mechila. And in truth, Reb Chaim Brim Zatzal, who was one of the tremendous Balei Avoda here in Eretz Yisrael, points out that it's nothing less than the actual words of the Haftorah. The Haftorah of Yom HaKippurim. Listen to Reb Chaim Brim's words, and with this we'll conclude. Hama'ayin besimas lei bedivrei nevuas Yeshayo anavi yira anachon she'ikar havodas hatshuva aderech lezakos lekervas amashem in be'ikar bedvar maharigilim vashigratim. You know what it is that is the key in terms of making ourselves fully balei tshuva? What's at the key, at the source, the shorish hadavar, is the way in which we relate to people day in and day out. And he continues, what are we going to read on Yom HaKippurim in the morning? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say to us, why are you fasting? Why are you fasting? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm sick of all this religious stuff. Not because of Chas Chalil, he's sick of the religious stuff. But there's a base that's missing over here. Haloi pras l'rav lachmecha v'ani merudim tavi bayis ki tira erim v'chisiso v'psor chaloi sesalim. You see somebody else who's in pain. And how do you react? At the core over here is not just in my 19-year-old perspective of my Rebbe's point that you got to be a better person. It's at the core of godliness. It's at the core of what the Yitzuma Shel Yom of Yom HaKippurim is about. Slicha Mechila is the sense that we're all around a circle, in a circle, with a goal of bringing Kedusha in the world. And if we lose either of those two points, if we lose that sense of circle, or we lose that sense of what we're all around, equidistant from, then Chas V'Chalila Pesach Hatas Ravitz. So I conclude, from the depths of my heart, are you mochel me? And I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are you mochel us? Because maybe in this past year, we lost that sense of mission, that sense of circle. Sense of what is really in the middle. But the only way that there is a middle of a circle is if we're in it together. Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zeicha to a day of slicha mechila, a day in which we feel that the luchos have been finally returned to us, and a day in which we feel that the Torah is the center of the beautiful circle of Klal Yisrael. And then all we need is just one simple thing. V'chol ha'am, all of Klal Yisrael prostrates, v'chol o'im korim u'mishtachavim, when they hear the Shem HaMeforesh and cry out, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaOlam V'Olam.